What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of
For the News!
The only news source that provides anything and everything anime and manga related, and we don't bore you, we get into it. Let's do it.
I must go, must leave this house. I must go, the time is now. I must go, it's time to get out.
Okay, people, before we get started, if you would hit that subscribe button and hit that bell to get notified, we drop new episodes of Forever News every Saturday, 12 p.m. EST. And throughout the week, we re-upload those segments into smaller bits for your viewing pleasure. I'd appreciate it. Let's jump straight into the stories, people. First story up. In fact, it is three stories in one because three manga are ending. Yes, that's right, people. Three manga are ending. A couple of them are pretty big. One of them in particular is huge, humongous. I guess y'all ain't gonna make you wait for the big one in particular. Let's start off with this one because apparently it's been a long time coming. To be honest with you, I didn't expect for it to last even this long at this point. Tokyo Revengers is coming to an end. I don't want to say finally because that sounds like we've been waiting, but technically, yeah, it kind of felt like it overstayed its welcome to a certain degree after fans started switching up, so to speak, and basically saying that, yo, dog, Tokyo Revengers ain't it anymore. After it had that massive hype, especially when the anime came out, everybody was clamoring for Tokyo Revengers. Eventually, people started comparing it to like Fairy Tail and Disney Mickey Mouse or whatever, but let's read. Tokyo Revengers manga heads toward climax. This year's 46th issue of Kodansha's weekly shonen magazine revealed on Wednesday that Ken Wakui's Tokyo Revengers manga is headed towards the climax of its final arc with its next chapter in the magazine's next issue on October 19th. The manga entered its final arc in June 2021. So yeah, it's been well over a year at this point that it's been in its final arc, and yeah, it's probably about time, to be honest with you. I would like for Tokyo Revengers to go out on more so of a high note. Hopefully things have changed. I stopped reading the manga a little bit ago now because I was not necessarily digging what was happening per se, but I didn't really want to start, you know, bashing it and stuff like that because I absolutely love the series. So I was like, I'm gonna put it on the back burner and get a marathon going, or maybe wait for the anime because I really love the anime as well. Whatever it is, I was just going to wait. But yes, people, it seems as though it's heading towards its climax. Probably won't make it out of 2022, just being honest with you. If it's headed towards the climax with the next chapter, more than likely, maybe a month left of chapters. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but probably about a month left of chapters. And Tokyo Revengers will be going bye-bye with the anime returning with, I believe, what is it, the Christmas Showdown arc that we're supposed to be getting soon? Like, that'll probably be the next thing up. But yeah, I don't want to feel sad about it because it feels like it's been a long time coming now for this series to be ending, and here we go, entering the climax. But again, like I said, there's two more series that are ending. The next one might not be of interest to a lot of you, but I do think that it's important because it is a big series. It just never really blew up that big over here in the West. Ace of Diamond Act 2 manga ends in two chapters. This year's 46th issue of Kodansha's weekly shonen magazine revealed on Wednesday that Yuji Terajima's Ace of Diamond Act 2 sequel manga will end in two chapters. The final chapter is scheduled for the magazine's 48th issue on October 26th, and he launched Ace of Diamond Act 2 in August 2015, so damn, he had a sequel that lasted 7 freaking years, and also makes me a little bit worried about the future of Weekly Shonen Magazine, because for starters, Tokyo Revengers right now is pretty much the flagship title in terms of sales. It outdoes everything from Hiromashima's Eden Zero. It's just really, really enormous. It is like the biggest thing in the world. That's probably why it went on way longer than expected, because, dog, the money has been pouring in with those volume sales. But yeah, with that, and then Ace of Diamond, which is also a pretty big seller, has been in the past at the very least for sure. What's up with Weekly Shonen Magazine? I mean, the newest thing that they've got right now is Gachi Akuta, which I ain't gonna lie, it is a really interesting and exciting manga. But in terms of sales success, is like, Kodansha, what's going on? I know it's not Weekly Shonen Magazine, but Attack on Titan is over. Like, what's happening here? Unless they're planning on like, hey, we can let these two end because we're gonna have an Attack on Titan sequel coming soon, which I still don't doubt that that's going to happen at some given point, maybe after the anime ends. But very, very strange that they're gonna let two juggernauts end around the same time. This is very different from Weekly Shonen Jump's acts that, hey, you lasted 15 chapters, you didn't grab the audience we expect, get out of here. This is, hey, you're a giant, but still, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna do you like Ned Odd Stark, we gotta cut that head off, lad. So we gotta wait and see what's gonna happen with Weekly Shonen Magazine. But as it stands, two juggernauts, Tokyo Revengers and Ace of Diamond are ending. And we still got one more. Those are two, you know, Tokyo Avengers Humongous, Ace of Diamond. Pretty popular over here. Very popular over there in Japan. And the third one up is, of course, you know, I just mentioned them, Weekly Shonen Jump. It wouldn't be a cancellation process without Jump being somewhere involved. And they are canceling a new one that I was actually interested in reading for other reasons. I won't really get into it. Not fan service or anything like that. Get that mind out of the gutter. But yeah, they're ending Super Smartphone by Hiroki Tomisawa and Kentaro Hidano will be ending in issue 46 of Weekly Shonen Jump magazine. Wow, that one kind of came and went, right? And to be honest with you, again, a couple of people were telling me that it was really good and I should check it out for research purposes for a project that I'm working on. And I was like, maybe I might, I don't know. Well, does it really matter now? Because Weekly Shonen Jump was like, nah, you gotta go, fam. You gotta go. You ain't do it. I'm not even gonna lie. And maybe this is a hot take. And if it's a hot take, it's a hot take. But to a certain degree, I'm starting to look at things from a different perspective as I venture out into other endeavors of, like, you know, just creating and whatnot. Where, yes, it is very unfortunate that Weekly Shonen Jump doesn't give these authors, you know, the, hey, go 50 chapters, go 100 chapters. But we also do got to keep in mind that this is a business. This is an investment. You got to think how many people have to get paid in order for these chapters to be made. Could you imagine what Oda gets for one chapter of One Piece and his whole crew and everything? That is a lot of money that gets invested into these manga. So if they're going to invest into a newbie and it ain't popping off quickly, oftentimes you're going to look at your pockets like, damn, my pocket's bleeding and there's no return in sight, no audience coming in or nothing like that. Yeah, to a certain degree, I can understand. It's not fair. It feels very shitty to some of these authors and artists. Like back in the day, you know, a series would be maybe slow in the beginning, but if you let it marinate a little bit, it would take off. But oftentimes it's a risky investment, especially in a day and age where you never know what could pop. So it's kind of like a gray area, so to speak, where I completely sympathize with the authors and artists that don't get enough time to really flesh out their stories. But I also understand where some of these companies are coming from. I am investing a lot of money into this manga, giving you a chance. If there's no ROI in sight, then what am I doing here? You know what I'm saying? So I kind of started to understand a little bit of that aspect as well, considering especially they're a giant publisher. It probably costs a lot to get a new serialization off the ground. And if it's not looking good in terms of building an audience, why are we wasting our time? Let's move on to the next one. The next jump hit might be waiting there while we're wasting time on Super Smartphone. But either way, we gotta do a little eulogy, RRP, because Tokyo Revengers ending, Ace of Diamond ending, and Super Smartphone canceled, because the other two are ending with, you know, honor. They're going out with pride. They're getting retired. This one right here was like, you gotta go, fam. So again, three pretty notable series coming to an end. Tokyo Revengers, Ace of Diamond, Super Smartphone. Hate to see it, but you know, all good things must come to an end, right? And I don't really know that Super Smartphone was a good thing. I just heard it was. Moving forward, Bleach fans, Bleach fans, Bleach fans. We got a couple of pieces of Bleach news, starting with something very, very notable regarding the Bleach Thousand Year Blood War anime. We reported a few weeks back, I want to say now, maybe a week or two, that the Bleach anime was confirmed for 4 cores, which 4 cores usually is basically like 12 to 13 episodes a core. So we estimated Bleach's Thousand Year Blood War will be anywhere from 48 to 52 episodes. We didn't have concrete information on it. However, now we do. We know exactly how many episodes the Bleach Thousand Year Blood War anime is going to be, and it is Bleach Thousand Year Blood War listed for 52 episodes divided amongst 4 split cores, 13 episodes in every 4 core on average. So essentially, we will get 13 episodes of Bleach this little run, and then it'll probably take, I'm guessing, a 3 to 6 month break, and then boom, return with 13 more, and so on and so forth, which I ain't mad at that at all. I think that that's great. That gives, again, an opportunity for the other episodes to continue being worked on, and at the same time, breathing room, because let's keep it real. Even though we love having all of those episodes straight, if it's a small break, it's not too bad. Now, if it's 13 episodes and you gotta wait a freaking year or something like that, considering the source material is done and they've been working on this bad boy for a little bit, it'll probably feel like we're being ripped off on it. But but it'll probably be, again, about 3 to 6 months in between each 13 episodes. And if this first episode that we got is any indication of the quality we're in store for, there's no reason to complain, dog, because it looks like a freaking movie. And all around, it's just been a long time coming for Bleach and 52 episodes. Some people are arguing that's not enough. There's 200 chapters. But again, a lot of those chapters are action-packed. They can be ran in, you know, 5 or 6 chapters in an episode because it's just a bunch of combat. I'm imagining that's more than enough to even add extra pieces, because that was one of the things about Bleach that kind of was different from other manga, in particular the Big Three battle series at the time, was that a lot of those chapters would be quick reads, so you can fit in more chapters than usual in an episode, opposed to how other series, you know, One Piece sometimes would be half a chapter in an episode, and then a lot of stretching of, hey, look at these rocks on the water. So yeah, I think Bleach is going to be more than okay with 52 episodes. And since we're in the realm of Bleach, there was also more news regarding Taite Kubo and the cast of Bleach at the Bleach Thousand Year Blood War premiere. Apparently, Taite Kubo, the staff, and cast reportedly held a prayer wishing for the success of Bleach's Thousand Year Blood War. So basically, they were praying for this bad boy to be a big success. I don't think I've ever heard of like a staff and cast doing like some prayer, so to speak. Like, I don't think, even for that matter, that Bleach really needs a prayer unless things go downhill very quickly. I think it's safe to say that this is going to be a home run. Out of everything that's come out so far in this fall 2022 season, that is the biggest season of anime this year, Bleach, by a large margin, was the one that has trended, has had everybody talking. It is pretty much the biggest one off rip, but again, we'll see how things go. Either way, that's kind of dope that they just care this much, that they went out and did a prayer together for this thing. Like, they really wanted to succeed. And then we got a couple of quotes from some of the cast of the Bleach anime. They were talking about, like, wishes that they wanted, things like that. For starters, Rukia's VA tells that she would love to imitate Scatter, Senban Sakura line. In a recent interview, Orikasi-san shares that she wants to inherit the coolness of her older brother and challenge imitating that Bankai. And then we also got a quote from Ichigo's voice actor. Again, these are the Japanese ones. Ichigo's VA tells that he would like to voice for Yamamoto if a remake of Bleach is made in the future. In a recent interview, Morita-san shares that he thinks Yamamoto is the coolest one because despite being old, he's muscular and wields the oldest and strongest Zanpakuto. And I'll keep it a buck with you, unless, and maybe that's why he's saying in the future, because right now Morita-san is still pretty freaking young. He's probably talking about, like, I don't know, 20, 30 years from now, when Bleach has already been, like, you know, kind of in the past, like, hey, we're bringing back this title, he would like to do that, which I always like that. I always think that that's a cool thing, like, if somebody played a younger member of the cast but very important, and then the series rolls back around, you know, a couple generations later, like, hey, can I voice the old goat now that I'm an old goat? So I think that would actually be very fitting, but that is a tremendous amount of time off from where we're at right now. I mean, for crying out loud, the Thousand Year Blood War is just coming in with some of the most peak art and animation that the industry is capable of at this current moment. So yeah, Morita-san, check back with us in, like, I don't know, 20-30 years, then we could talk about that. But that's still really dope that he's even thinking that far in the future, and considering that Bleach is a juggernaut, I have no doubt in my mind that that possibility exists 20-30 years from now, when Bleach isn't the talk of the town anymore and it's just kind of like legendary status, that maybe they might return with it. I mean, look at Dragon Ball Super and shit like that. Like, nobody ever thought a manga that started in 84 would still be bearing movies and stuff like that. So you never know, and Bleach is one of the biggest selling manga of all time, so we'll see. And yeah, people, that's all the Bleach news we have. Again, 52 episodes for the Thousand Year Blood War, 13 episode cores. Kubo and the crew went to make a big wish that Bleach's Thousand Year Blood War is a success, and we got a couple of quotes from Rukia's VA and Ichigo's VA. Very fitting, I'll just say that. Next up, Hunter x Hunter fans, we got a massive amount of news for Hunter x Hunter. For starters, y'all already know I keep a close eye on Yoshihiro Togashi's Twitter, because oftentimes he'll give us a message that gives us some insight into the production of this thing, whether it's just like, hey, look at this scribble I made on a paper, or it's something to do with like what's happening with the future of the series or whatnot. Well, it seems as though Togashi is pretty much at the end of his rope, so to speak, in terms of he's about to wrap up production on this batch of Hunter x Hunter chapters. According to this, he said, for the time being, there are 7 episodes left, meaning at the moment there remain 7 chapters more to go, which more than like likely means after these 7 chapters, he's going to be putting the pen down again for another hiatus. And I ain't going to lie, part of me is like, dog, why? If he is doing what seemingly it looks like they're giving him, you know, at his own pace, at his own schedule, like, go ahead, create Hunter x Hunter as you will, and we'll eventually serialize him when it's all said and done. Why put the pen down when at the end of the day, he's not getting any younger? And I get it. By all means, I totally get that Togashi can't do the rigorous schedule of weekly serialization, but why not while things is, you know, cooking up, while the manga is getting ready to return, why not continue on crafting these chapters and then going from there, so that way there's not a big hiatus like last time? Because I'll keep it real, I don't know how many more, and granted it's been doing it for a long time, Togashi been getting away with it, so to speak, for years upon years now, decades pretty much, but I don't know how many more hiatuses can be sustained where the fans aren't gonna eventually give up. Because throughout my time of covering Hunter x Hunter since the 2011 anime's return, I've seen a lot of people said, yo, I don't care no more, I'm not waiting anymore, I'll read it whenever the hell I read it. And considering Togashi's getting older, honestly, I feel like if he's gonna do 7 chapters and go on 2-3-4 year hiatus again, what the hell, dog? Like, come on, just wrap this bad boy up, or like we constantly say, don't draw it yourself, get somebody else to do the art, you do the story, maybe you could do even the roughs or something very brief, which is what seemingly he's doing now. Just write out the story and let's get this bad boy going to wrap up. Because yeah, man, Togashi, he's a sick man that's not getting any better. It's a good time to really think about closure for Hunter x Hunter, so fans aren't left there like, uh-oh, what happened? You know, I invested in 40 freaking volumes damn near of this series and it's incomplete. By no means am I saying that Togashi, get to work on that weekly serialization in your freaking 60s. No, I'm saying that either find a solution to somebody else doing all of the major hard labor or something. Because dog, what is this? 7 more chapters and then what? Another hiatus for 2-3 years? That's unfair to fans. It's unfair to people that have invested in the series. And at the same time, I don't want Togashi, because I know people are going to take this. You, how dare you? You want Togashi? No, I don't want Togashi to be going all in and stuff like that. I'm saying that either work on it slowly from here on out, or get somebody else to do the art or something, because 7 more chapters and then hiatus? Like, really? Really? I don't know. Then in more Hunter x Hunter related news, in case you missed it, I talked about it over on my main channel for Neverworld because this was a humongous story. Hunter x Hunter's manga return to Weekly Shonen Jump has been officially dated. It says here, Hunter x Hunter manga returns next week with color page and Weekly Shonen Jump number 47. And I believe it's been back and forth between October 23rd and 24th. I'm guessing that 23rd will be the US and 24th in Japan, and that's solely because of the time difference. So about the 23rd of October, basically next week, there will be a new Hunter x Hunter chapter. It will be starting serialization and it will be getting a color page. And yo, that's really, really dope. Although, again, I don't know how much chapters, how many is it going to be, considering Togashi has done how much and there's still 7 left to go. So we'll have a decent amount of chapters to go. It looks like as it's serializing, basically, Togashi's going to be doing the countdown to wrapping up production or whatever. But still, it's very exciting. Don't get me wrong. Like, hey, Hunter x Hunter is back. But yeah, considering the story we just talked about before this, it's like, it's good, but where are we going to leave off this time, you know? And while we're at it, another big piece of news that has a lot of Hunter x Hunter fans scratching their head like, Nani? What's going on here? Apparently, there's going to be some sort of new Hunter x Hunter anime thingy-majig. I don't know exactly what the hell this is, but basically it says here, new Hunter x Hunter anime PB featuring Gon and Killua will be released on October 28th. Now, why would there be a new Hunter x Hunter anime PV if there's no new anime coming? Unless there's a new anime, or this could be to promote the manga's return as well, considering the manga will be returning around the 23rd 24th. Maybe this is like a last minute thing that they're like, yo, throw something really dope together. Because just being honest, one of the reasons why I doubt that this is to promote like a big anime return is, one, I'd imagine that would be a big announcement. It wouldn't just be like, hey, there's a Hunter x Hunter PV coming. Also, considering it's going to be Gon and Killua, in case you don't know, and I'm not being spoiler, it's just, hey, there will be lack of Hunter x Hunter's manga post the anime, there's not much going in Killua. They are very scarcely seen, so to have a big anime returns with them at the helm of it wouldn't make much sense, because dog, they aren't seen, they're not really around in the manga post where the anime left off. So I don't know what the hell this could be. Again, it could just be like, hey, look at Hunter x Hunter animated, even though you're not getting any more of that for a million years, but they're gonna tell you via this anime, PB, that, yo, dog, did you know more manga is incoming? So that's what it could be as well. Again, if I'm wrong, by all means, I will be happy to be wrong and say, oh, snap, Hunter x Hunter's anime is returning. Let's freaking go. But I'm not really sure what this thing is. Either way, we know that there will be some more Hunter x Hunter anime PV version, I guess, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, whole bunch of Hunter x Hunter news. Manga returns on the 23rd, 24th with a color page. Yoshihiro Togashi got 7 chapters left, I'm assuming, of this batch of chapters that he's been writing the last couple months. And a new Hunter x Hunter anime PV, which again, I'm not sure what this is. Is this to promote a return? Is this to promote the manga's return? What's going on here? We'll find out, and I'll keep you posted. Definitely subscribe and hit that bell so you can get notified as soon as I find out what's happening. Moving forward, Chainsaw Man. Of course, you already know, in case you don't, that the Chainsaw Man long-awaited anime has finally arrived with episode 1. It is out now. You can actually go. We live in a world right now where you can actually go and watch the Chainsaw Man anime, at the very least the first episode. Hey, we're winning. But also, there's been a couple of different pieces of Chainsaw Man news, one of which we'll get to in a bit. Of Tatsuki Fujimoto, the author of Chainsaw Man, said some very worrying words for the future of art in particular, and it definitely has me concerned, because, yo, Tatsuki Fujimoto, he's one of the top in the game right now, and when he's saying things like this, does make you worry. But before we get to that, we gotta talk about, for starters, Tatsuki Fujimoto won a major award, and he wasn't here for it. He wasn't having it, fam. According to this, Chainsaw Man wins Best Manga Award in the Harvey Awards 2022 at New York Comic Con event, New York Comic Con 2022. The Harvey Awards are one of the comic industry's oldest and most prestigious awards. Yo, dog, if you win a Feneva News or Feneva World Award, you probably have a little more merit. I'm just saying, like, not to toot my own horn, but I think I know a thing or two, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Tatsuki Fujimoto, however, commented on Chainsaw Man winning the Harvey Awards for 2 years in a row and said, if Chainsaw Man receives this award too often, I'm afraid it'll lower the prestige of the Harveys, but I'm really so happy, and now I want to make it third. So basically, he's not really, like, gung-ho about it, because imagine, like, yo, you've been waiting, you've been wanting to win this award for a long time, your whole life, even though I don't even know if he's known that that existed, considering Tatsuki Fujimoto is a man over there in Japan. But either way, you win a big award, and then you're like, yeah, we did it. And then the next year after that, despite the fact that serialization has ended, although I guess they're counting, like, the volumes coming out over here in the West, you win it again. And he's like, hey, deer in the headlights, so to speak. And I don't know if he would win it for a third year in a row unless they start immediately releasing Chainsaw Man 2 over here, considering it's, like, just about to release, I believe, or just released over there in Japan. I guess we're gonna have to wait and see how long they take to release Chainsaw Man 2. I mean, if they take longer than 2023, what are you doing, dog? Like, why not be pretty much linked up with Japan? We have a precious opportunity right now for this magnificently popular series. It's all released over here in the West. I have all of the volumes. Like, the next one already came out in Japan, or it's coming out. We have the opportunity. Release it right now. Put it out right now, so that way we can be neck and neck. And at the same time, hey, Tatsuki Fujimoto will win another award. Why not? Then, in other Chainsaw Man related news, y'all know, again, the anime just released, but prior to the anime coming out, one of the directors from the Chainsaw Man anime came out and essentially was begging fans to watch it legit. Chainsaw Man anime director comments, the producers, the production staff, music artists, advertising staff, and all the other members who are involved in making of Chainsaw Man have worked so hard to make this show what it is. We are sure that you will enjoy it, so please wait for the real time airing. Chainsaw Man. So I take that as a couple of different ways now that I think about it. I take that as he's like, hey, just wait, it's coming or whatever, but also watch it at the real time airing. Don't watch any leaks, because in case you don't know, Bleach: A Thousand Year Blood War anime leaked a day early, so he was probably a little bit worried and concerned, because at the end of the day, there is a large amount of money that is invested in the Chainsaw Man anime, and its success is detrimental for the future of Chainsaw Man and a lot of productions, I'd imagine, because again, they put a lot of time and effort into this bad boy. It is a very, very costly production, so they want this thing to win big, and pretty much the director's like, yo, dog, wait for the real time airing, watch it legit, so that way we don't, you know what I'm saying, flop, so to speak. Which I don't know how Chainsaw Man could flop. If it flops, I'll be deathly shocked, but I know everybody was going crazy with the launch of the anime, and it's off to a good start, to say the least. And then lastly, what I was speaking about earlier of this Chainsaw Man segment, Tatsuki Fujimoto said some words over on Twitter that had a lot of people worried about the future, including myself, of art, because I've spoken about like how things have changed and how AI is taking over on my main channel. But this is even a step further that is actually very apparent, and I think he was referring to what happened with the Chainsaw Man anime. Let's read. In a few years, the job of original drawings will disappear, and it will be a job of just tracing the 3D created by others with a pen tablet while watching Netflix. While he added in that while watching Netflix, and it sounds hilarious as hell, at the same time, he's also basically saying that the original artist of, you know, just drawing straight up and down is not going to be happening anymore. Basically, they're going to be using 3D composites that are created by others, and that others could be AI. If their AI is way more advanced than what they're showing us now, then there's a huge possibility they put in, boom, Denji punching somebody, and then the artist, the 2D artist, draw on top of it, because that's pretty much what Chainsaw Man anime is technically somewhat right now, where a lot of scenes are 3D with 2D drawn over it to make it more smooth and look and kind of blend in with the traditional 2D. But if that is where things are going, and I'm imagining that's why Tatsuki Fujimoto brought it up to begin with, because Chainsaw Man incorporates that style, that could very well be the future. And that doesn't sound good at all, honestly. That sounds very soulless, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? As we march on, we're heading towards the Terminator and Matrix. Yeah, Skynet, where are you? Please leave me alone. But no, seems as though Tatsuki Fujimoto is a bit pessimistic for the future of original drawings, and he thinks that while watching Netflix, you'll be tracing other people's work. Yeah, that really sounds horrible. I'm not even gonna lie. I really hope that that doesn't come to fruition, and Fujimoto is just being a little bit humorous with it, because again, he added in that while watching Netflix. I'd imagine he probably just has Netflix and all sorts of other stuff playing while he's drawing. Chainsaw Man wins big award, and Tatsuki Fujimoto is not the happiest about it. The director of Chainsaw Man's anime is pleading with fans to please watch it at the right time, and Tatsuki Fujimoto warns of the future of art and original drawings, that yeah, you're probably gonna end up having to trace other people's stuff. Moving forward, Black Clover fans, I got a couple of pieces of Black Clover news. I got the character popularity poll and something game-related for starters. Let's take a look at the character popularity poll that was delayed. I think it was delayed a couple of weeks now, if I'm not mistaken, for Black Clover, and see what we got from this. Now, I believe this was released in conjunction with what was happening with the movie stuff, you know, the Netflix trailer, King Conrad, because on this poster, you see King Conrad there, and that original sketch of Asta with a sword, again promoting the upcoming Sword of the Wizard King film. But at number 10, we got Mario Leona. Number 9, why is she in there? What is her name? Kuhana? I forget what's her name, but she's from the Water Temple arc that was like a million years ago. Why is she still in the top 10? Like, they need to bring her back or something. At number 8, you got Nacht. At number 7, you have Gosh. At number 6, you have the Prickly Queen herself, Charlotte. At number 5, Dante. Really? Like, yo, why? I guess this was like taken a while back or something, because Dante at number 5. At number 4, you know, the cool Sasuke-esque character, you know, the bad boy, the quiet type or whatever. At number 4, that's shocking. At number well, he might have been number 4 before, I don't know. He's never really that highly ranked, which is usually what makes me wonder why Yuki Tabata doesn't do something like outrageous with the character to make him skyrocket with fans, because for the most part, you know, never really is that number 1 most popular. Hey, I mean, he's in the top 5, but he's at number 4 with 17,000 votes, which is alright, but then at number 3, he's my number 1, will always be my number 1, okay? That's that dude, that's that guy, Yami Tsukihiro, with 17,660 votes, and looking swagadelic in that picture, if I do say so. At number 2, you would think it would be somebody else, but no, it's the MC himself, Asta, with 22,535 votes. Asta's the second most popular, with number 1 coming in at almost 35,999 votes, Noel. Noel is really the most popular character in Black Clover. Jeez Louise, like, yo, in comparison, Asta's 22, she's at 35. That is absolute madness. In this upcoming film, they gotta have her have, like, a super important role, because, dog, that's number 1 popular. That's kind of nuts at the same time, although Yuki Tabata lately has been adding in a crap ton of fan service, so maybe there's some merit to why it's happening. I don't know. No, she actually has some epic moments, and I always say that. In terms of shonen MC females, she's up there. She's really dope. She's straight up hard worker and stuff like that, so I gotta commend her. So shout outs to Noelle winning, and if you want the full results, again, I'll put it up here on the screen real quick, all the way up to, I think it got up to 40 in Japanese, but for pictures, you got up to like 30 right there, which, oh, Vonica at number 30. My gal Vonica, she should be top 5. What are y'all doing? Why are y'all not voting Vonica? And since we're on the topic of Black Clover news, not only did we get the character popularity poll, but we also got that Black Clover's app game, that big, beautiful game that we've seen already a bunch of cuts from. We'll get new info released in next week's Weekly Shonen Jump, issue number 47. And I'm looking forward to that. I ain't gonna lie, I have not been gaming on mobile games for a long time. I always say Bleach Brave Souls is the one that I usually run back to, but I haven't even been playing that. This is one that you will catch me on mobile again. This is the mobile game that might bring me back into the fold, because the graphics are gorgeous, the gameplay looks dope, and just in general, it looks like it's going to be something that could have even been a console game, but it'll be a handheld mobile game, and I'm very excited to see what news they're gonna have. Maybe they'll have another trailer, or maybe a release date for this thing, because it's a long time coming. Although, now that I think about it, at the very least, they're gonna have it come, no doubt in my mind, by like March. It would make perfect sense to cross-promote. Hey, you got a movie, you got a video game, boom, bam. Yeah, probably, I'm gonna guess, no later than March, we're gonna get this game along with the movie at the same time to kind of make it all pop, so to speak. Because just think about it, like, if it's a Netflix movie, you'll be in the comfort of your home, and you could have the mobile game while you're watching the movie. You could have the game, you know, grinding, so to speak, or once you're done with the movie, you can jump in and play the game. That would be very smart. I'm gonna guess by March, this game will be released, and I'm really looking forward to it. Next up, Berserk fans. Now, while you're waiting for that next chapter, I come bearing news of when it will come out, which, I ain't gonna lie, I just gotta say kudos to Studio Gaga, the studio that was put in charge of continuing on the Bleach manga following the passing of the late great Kentaro Miura. A lot of people felt uncertain, but from what I saw art-wise, it looks like they damn near nailed and have line for line Kentaro Miura's style down packed. Again, I don't know about the quality of these chapters, to be honest with you, but it looks like Studio Gaga has really nailed continuing the legacy like I've never seen before. Like, opposed to, like, you know, how Boruto started and the art was rough and it was just kind of like, what's happening here? It looks like Berserk is moving very smoothly without a hiccup. And it says here, the next chapter of Berserk after this week's issue will be out December 9th in the upcoming Young Animal issue 24/2022. And considering we have that countdown incoming as well for Berserk, it's going to make for a nice blend of, hey, you got a new chapter, you got that countdown. I am gonna lie, I just gotta keep it real. For me personally, I am not caught up for Berserk. I've said this a multitude of times, but I really, at this particular point, want to abandon that whole idea of, I just want to see a Berserk to read, and I just want to catch up now and kind of be up to date to see what's happening. I'll be honest with you, especially considering Miura is gone, I really want to read everything that Miura left behind. And the best way to do that is to start with catching up with Berserk, to read all of the chapters that Miura drew himself and wrote himself, and then I'll carry on with what Studio Gaga is doing. But I guess also, let me know what's happening with Berserk in terms of, like, is it maintaining that same level of quality that Kentaro Miura had with the Berserk manga? Has it dipped? Like, what's happening there in terms of the quality of it, the consistency of the writing and art? From what I've seen art-wise, it looks like it's maintaining, but is it still, like, that masterpiece written-wise? Let me know if you're caught up on the Berserk manga. And either way, December 9th, the next chapter of Berserk will be commencing. Moving forward, fans of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, I got some incredible news, because I ain't even gonna lie, I thought that they were gonna milk this out even further. Y'all know, in case you don't, that there was pretty much almost a year stretch in between the first core of episodes for JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stone Ocean and the latest batch, and I was like, hey, we got this 12 in September, yeah, when are we gonna get that next batch? Is it gonna be next September? What's happening here? And fans kind of assured me that there was a box set listing for the final set of episodes that were a lot sooner than the end of next year. It was like May sometime listed for, and now we actually got confirmation of when that next set of episodes is coming, and thank goodness, because I'm not even gonna lie, it was not swagadelic, to say the least, on how long they were making us wait for the next set of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure episodes. Like, I really, really am digging the crap out of this Stone Ocean stuff with Jolene Kujo and stuff, and I was like, really? Another year? Another? But let's read. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stone Ocean anime's third and final part launches on Netflix on December 1st. Netflix announced on Friday that it will stream the third and final part of the anime series of Hirohiko Araki's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stone Ocean manga on December 1st. The third part will consist of episodes 25 to 38, and of course Netflix debuted the first 12 episodes of the anime globally in December 2021, and the series also aired on TV in Japan beginning in January and aired the 12th episode on March 26th. So essentially, this season, or this, you know, series of JoJo's, the Stone Ocean installment, will be 38 episodes total, which isn't bad at all. And I am just thankful that, okay, we're in October right now. We got less than 2 months until we get the next set of episodes. And boom, we can wrap this bad boy up. And I'm definitely going to watch that straight away on December, because I want to see how it all wraps up with all of its glory, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And I'm here for it, baby. And again, I just got to stress that, yay, we're not waiting 100 million years. The last set of episodes came out in September, and boom, December, here we go for that final stretch. Thank goodness they didn't make us wait another year. Thank goodness. Yes, people, December 1st, we wrap JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stone Ocean anime up over on Netflix. Let's go. Moving forward, fans of One Piece in particular that are excited to watch Film Red outside of Japan, y'all know that Film Red has been tearing it up. As of we last counted, it was at like $111 million. It was making buku bank, so to speak. But a lot of us, including myself, have been like, okay, when are we going to be able to watch it? Then boom, they said initially like somewhere in October, and then confirmed, no, it'll be November 4th. And we've been waiting, alright, when are we going to be able to order tickets? Boom, I gotcha. Says here, One Piece Film Red tickets now on sale for North America, Australia, and New Zealand. One Piece Film Red is set to take over New York Comic Con. It already did. And Crunchyroll came through with some fresh updates. Tickets are now on sale for the film's release in Australia and New Zealand on November 3rd, as well as the United States and Canada on November 4th. And the main English voice cast has been revealed ahead of the New York Comic Con panel on October 8th. And besides, like, Shanks' daughter, what other cast do we need? I mean, I guess we could hear, hey, Colin Klinkenbeer is returning for Luffy, which I had no doubt in my mind she was. But in addition to returning voice actors from the One Piece series, the English voice cast features YouTube star Ama Lee. Oh, wow. I listened to a ton of her covers as the voice of the new character Uta. It makes sense considering Ama Lee is like a YouTube, singer. And from what I understand, this Uta character is like a pop sensation as well. That is really, really dope. Shout outs to her. You get that bag, go. Whose songs are performed by Japanese singer Otto. Here's the full cast. Uta voicing Ama Lee with songs performed by Otto. And of course, the returning cast, Monkey D. Luffy, Colin Klinkenbeard, Gordon voiced by Jim Foronda, Shanks, of course, voiced by Brandon Potter, and so on and so forth. You got the list on your screen. But yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I'm actually pleasantly surprised to hear that Ama Lee is making big moves like that. Like, I've always loved her covers. She has a beautiful voice, incredible performer, and to hear that she got the voice of Uta, you rep it for us over here on the YouTube platforms, girl. You go. One day I got to get you for an interview. Hey, if you're watching this, I would love to have you on my show. Let's get it up. But yeah, people, you can now order One Piece Film Red tickets in North America, Australia, Canada, the US, all of that good stuff. Oh, and New Zealand. So yeah, go get your tickets, because this movie sounds like it's going to be one for the books. And I know I'm going with my whole family. We about to have a grand old time. You know what? We go. I know that was corny, but man, had to do it. I'm sorry. Don't cringe me to death, Nev. Next up, people that are highly anticipating, like myself, Jump Festa 2023. In case you don't know about Jump Festa, it is the biggest, most grandest stage for Shonen Jump titled news. Basically, this is where you find out about the upcoming anime that are coming, the adaptations, the trailers that you get. Whole bunch of really huge news comes out of Jump Festa every year. And not only did we recently break what was happening in terms of, okay, these are the series that are going to be present for Jump Festa, now we have the listing of the time, so we have the idea of the schedule. So hey, when Jump Festa goes on and everybody's streaming it online, which, yo, why don't they have like a channel, kind of showcasing all of the streams for Jump Festa? I'm just saying, because there's multiple stages. There's super stages, there's regular stages and whatnot. But yeah, I don't understand why outside of Japan they don't stream this for the rest of the world. Like, this is pretty much like the E3 for Shonen Jump titles, and Shonen Jump is like the biggest, manga publishing magazine over here in the West and in the world, honestly. So yeah, I don't know why they don't do that. But either way, we have the schedule, so you could kind of line up from your interests of what you want to see it on. It starts off like this. Jump Festa 2023 schedule, December 17th. The first one up, okay, we're going off strong, is Black Clover, 11:15, 11:55. So basically, that'll be like in the morning time. So it'll be somewhere in the nighttime of the 16th, I believe, depending on the schedule. Then following that will be Jujutsu Kaisen, 12:45 to 13-24, so 1-24 basically. Then following that, Prince of Tennis. I'm not a Prince of Tennis fan. I don't think there's a lot of people that are excited about it. But anyway, it'll be from 210 to 250. Then we got Boruto and Naruto. So basically, Prince of Tennis will be where most of us go. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying based on interest. More than likely, a lot of people will go grab their snacks, go take a, you know what I'm saying, go use the bathroom. And then they'll be back for Boruto slash Naruto. And hopefully, it's not no recap fest. Hopefully, Ikemoto got something to say for himself after making us wait for this time skip for years. But that'll be from 3:35 to 3:15. And then following that, again, there's no break, baby. My Hero Academia from 5 to 6 with their panel. And then the next day, December 18th, will be Spy Family, 11:15 to 11:55. Then Demon Slayer, that'll probably be a trailer, which I didn't really say, but Black Clover will probably just get more news on the movie. Jujutsu Kaisen, more news on Season 2. Boruto and Naruto, can't call it, to be honest with you. Hopefully it's something big, considering, yo, it's the big anniversary, dog. Give us something, for crying out loud. And then My Hero Academia, probably just promoting the next core of Season 6. Spy Family, probably the next season will be tease or something like that. Demon Slayer, definitely the next season of the anime, will probably get the trailer there. Chainsaw Man will probably tease the next core of episodes. And then One Piece from 5 to 6, can't call it with what that's going to be. Probably just saying, hey, Film Red is a smash success and go watch the anime, because I don't know what else could they pull out of their hat other than, like, we'll probably get some words from Oda with something exciting to look forward to. Oh, and also there's a Dr. Stone one on the 18th as well, from 210 to 250. That probably will just be to promote the Season 3 of the anime New World. So yeah, that's the schedule for Jump Festa. I ain't gonna lie, almost everything there I need to witness, minus Prince of Tennis. Everything else, like, I need Black Clover, Jujutsu Kaisen, Boruto, Naruto, My Hero, Spy Family, I wouldn't mind, Demon Slayer, definitely, Chainsaw Man, One Piece. Like, everything on this list is straight up like, oh, I'm watching. I gotta see what's coming out of that. And of course, I'll have a big FNEVA news update. I might even do like breaking stories for some of the biggest ones and then do a big episode, maybe like a bonus episode outside of the, you know, Saturday 12 p.m. EST that we do here. Like, I'll probably have a big extra Jump Festa exclusive episode of FNEVA News, because this is going to be huge. Or again, I might even just do breaking stories, something like that. You'll get the news as quick as I can give it to you. Next up, just a quick update for My Hero Academia fans in particular that want the English dub for Season 6, because in case you don't know, we're a couple episodes deep now into My Hero Academia Season 6. This is a grandiose season, to say the least. But again, there's dub fans that are like, yo, what's up with the dub? When are we going to get that? What's happening? And according to this, My Hero Academia Season 6 English dub trailer was released, and the dub episodes will be available from October 15th on. So in the next couple days, you'll have basically, there'll be what, like 2-3 episodes behind on My Hero Academia. That's not too bad, to be honest with you. I did like what Funimation was doing a couple years back, where it would have same day, like you would have the option when the episodes come out. Like, do I want to watch it in English or Japanese? Maybe financially it just wasn't hitting like they wanted it to, so that's why they're like, ah, we can do a 2-3 episode delay, why not? Even though I'm like, it was so cool to have, like, hey, I could just watch this in dub if I want. I'm probably gonna watch sub, but for the ones that want that dub, it's available to you. I don't know, maybe as anime and manga expands in the West, they'll probably bring that option back to us or something like that. But yeah, My Hero Academia English dub episodes will begin October 15th. Okay, next up, for people in the West, in particular in North America, Viz Media recently announced a slew of titles that they have licensed, and I'll be honest with you, it's a huge list, so we're gonna run straight through them. But basically, Viz announced at New York Comic Con that they got a whole bunch of different titles, and it will publish the following new titles and new additions next summer. For starters, it'll be Chainsaw Man Buddy Stories, original concept by Tatsuki Fujimoto, 1,000,000% buying that. That cover alone, look at power, dog, look at, oh my god, definitely buying that. We got Until I Love Myself, the journey of a non-binary manga artist, Jinbun no Karada o Yurusu Made by oh wow, that's a long ass title. I thought that they were just saying the manga. Okay, Until I Love Myself, the journey of a non-binary manga artist, there we go, by Poppy Tsuyama, that's summer 2023. Never heard of that one, to be honest with you. Then you got Heart Gear by Tsuyoshi Takaki, summer 2023. You got Marvel Comics, a manga tribute by various artists, summer 2023. Wolverine Snicked by Tsutomu Nihei, because they're bringing like a lot of Marvel stuff. stuff. Very interesting stuff there. That'll be summer 2023. Then we got Cat Eyed Boy, The Perfect Edition by Kazuo Umezu, summer 2023. Dark Gathering by Kenichi Kondo, that doesn't have a release date. You got Wolf Girl and Black Prince by Ayuko Hata, summer 2023. The Way of the House Husband, The Gangster's Guide to Housekeeping by Lori Ulster, summer 2023. Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, The Official Coloring Book 2 by Koyoharu Gotouge, summer 2023. No doubt in my mind, my daughter's making me buy that coloring book. Like, there's no questions asked. She sleeps with Volume 1 of Demon Slayer by her bedside. I'm buying that coloring book for my daughter. Then, Like a Butterfly by Su Morishita. That'll be summer 2023. Spider-Man Fake Red by Yusuke Osawa, summer 2023. Yo, Marvel's letting manga really go wild. Akane Banashi, that's one I'm excited for. Summer 2023. Definitely going to be checking that out. Story by Yuki Suenaga. Art by Takamasa Moe. And that art is gorgeous. Then we got Soichi, Junji Ito's Story Collection by Junji Ito, summer 2023. I want that one as well. Disney Mirrorverse Bell, story by Alex Singer. Art by Jan Apple. So it's going to be like manga based, I'm assuming. The Art of Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the anime by Ufotable and Koyoharu Gotouge, summer 2023. My daughter's most likely going to make me buy her that too. Then we got, I'm definitely 1,000,000% buying this. This is an incredible, just like, you should buy this too. I made a review about it a while back on my main channel. You can check that out. Goodbye Eddie by Tatsuki Fujimoto, and that'll be coming summer 2023, and that was a fantastic one shot. I mean, so emotional, so incredible, and just yet again flexing Tatsuki Fujimoto's ability to write good stuff. But yeah, people, that's all the titles that Viz Media has recently licensed. Definitely gonna be a crap ton of stuff for you to buy. To be honest with you, there's a few I'm probably not too interested in. The Marvel manga, to be honest with you, like, I might check out maybe like the Spider-Man Fake Red. I believe also there's something that's coming, I got it somewhere here, an article basically that there's going to be a crossover between Spawn and Batman. I'm 1,000,000,000% going to be checking that one out. But some of those titles that Viz Media announced. Next up, a couple of pieces of Boruto / Naruto news. For starters, you know those key visuals, those really beautiful key visuals that they released for Boruto's big anniversary celebration. Again, it was Naruto and Sasuke as kids, Naruto and Sasuke in Shippuden, Naruto and Sasuke towards the end of Shippuden with Naruto having the Kyuubi chakra form. And now they released the final visual. It's basically Boruto era. You got Sasuke, you got Hokage, Naruto, and at the top it's pretty much everything that I really care about in the Boruto series, like Ishiki and Baria mode, Kurama RIP, the Kurama with the Susanoo armor. All of that is really what I care about from Boruto and Naruto. And yeah, it seems as though they released, I don't know why they took so long to release that final one. Maybe they were just like, we don't got nothing for next week, throw that out. But yeah, that's what they released this week for the big 20th anniversary celebration, that they're releasing new news every single week. And now combined, it looks really cool. I ain't gonna lie, all of these key visual things, it makes you really wonder, with that Naruto 10 minute anime remake and everything, what do they got planned at the end of this whole thing? We'll see. Because also we got a little bit of an update. It says here, Naruto spinoff novels Sasuke Retsuden and Konoha Shiden manga adaptation info will be released in next week's Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 47. And yo, I ain't gonna lie, that art alone, if that's what these things are gonna look like, I ain't mad at it one bit. And yes, in case you don't know, Sasuke is getting a manga. Because when I reported it last week, a lot of people were like, what? And when I was talking about it on Twitter, people were like, huh? Yes, Sasuke is getting a manga based off one of the novels. And also there's another manga that's going to be, which it was already somewhat adapted into the anime. But from my understanding, the anime kind of takes that material and goes off and does something ridiculous with it. So maybe this manga will be a lot better than what we got in the anime. And the Sasuke one, I'm just dying to see it. I ain't gonna lie, this is one of the highlights of what I'm anticipating for this last quarter of the year in the world of anime and manga. Can't freaking wait for it. You should definitely check it out, because if these things are a success, it might tell them, hey, because these are going to be released, I believe, bi-weekly, maybe you should, you know, do something fresh with Boruto. That monthly schedule ain't really working out for us, huh, lads? Either way, Sasuke Retsuden and Konoha Shiden manga adaptation info releasing next week. Next up, quick update. Next week of Weekly Shonen Jump magazine is going to feel a little bit empty, because two huge titles will both be on break at the same time, which damn, it's starting to look like, hey, they're really giving these authors breaks, which, don't get me wrong, they deserve it, but definitely starting to be noticeable when two juggernauts, two of the biggest titles in the magazine, are going on break at the same time. Both Black Clover and Jujutsu Kaisen will be on break next week in Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 47. However, both series will resume in issue number 48 as scheduled. And yeah, it seems as though with both of these series doing some huge, major stuff. I talked about some of the spoilers for the upcoming chapter of Black Clover over on my main channel. Yeah, it's like, hey, they're both at highs. Let's make them both go on break at the same time. Make people really, you know, anticipate. But yeah, Black Clover and Jujutsu Kaisen on break. I'm kind of shocked right now. I ain't gonna lie. Two big juggernauts. Like, might as well put the whole magazine on break. Why don't we? No. By all means, I don't want this to sound like I'm complaining. I'm just kind of taken back. Like, wow, two big juggernauts at the same time. Okay. Next up, a bit of a, I don't even know what to call it, story regarding Golden Kamuy and the author, artist in particular. And you're probably like, fam, you know, maybe there's a few people out there that are Golden Kamuy fans, but what could this story possibly interest me? I don't even know anything about. It's a funny one. Anybody can actually read it and be like, what's wrong with people? What's wrong with humanity? According to this, Golden Kamuy, yeah, we have to bleep out that word, but the size of certain body parts were officially ranked by manga creators, and I'm not talking about female body parts either. In a new interview with Shueisha Online, Golden Kamuy manga creator Satoru Noda has finally caved to reader demand by providing a ranking of the characters' blank sizes. He remarked that among the 2,200 questions he received for the fan book, the most popular request was for a blank size ranking. Hentai, he thought. Perverts, he thought. And yeah, dog, what's going on here? Why would that be the question? Like, why not ask something like a mystery in the story, how epic a character was? Why is that the main question that people are asking for in Golden Kamuy? I'm not even gonna lie, my mind right now, what is this? What's going on with you people? Why would you ask these questions? Oh god. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not gonna dive any further into that article because shout outs to Anime News Network's bravery of reporting on that, but yeah, I'll leave it at that. Like, fans are can we just put a whole giant pause all over this story and move on? Like, pause. Next up, quick update. My Hero Academia's manga will be going on break in issue number 46. Basically, this weekend, there will be no My Hero Academia manga chapter. Then when Black Clover and Jujutsu Kaisen go on break next week, boom, My Hero will be back. There was some confusion in last week's issue of Jump on whether or not My Hero was going on break. It is indeed on break this weekend, but it'll be back next weekend. So there you go. Moving forward, Marshall and Undead Unluck fans. It seems as though Shonen Jump likes to, you know, combine these two series because they're from the same era pretty much. So whenever there's news, it's like, hey, Marshall and Undead Unluck have news. Like, they pretty much both got, within weeks apart, their anime announcements. And it says here, both Marshall and Undead Unluck will be publishing their latest information regarding their TV anime adaptations next week in Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 47. So if you're excited for some Marshall, you're excited for some Undead Unluck anime news, it's a coming. And I'm looking forward to it because, yeah, Marshall anime, it's going to be pretty freaking hype. And Undead Unluck, assuming they do it right, which I believe both of them are ending soon anyways, they're probably going to be straight up faithful adaptations, and I'm looking forward to it. Next up, let's take a look at the Weekly Shonen Jump and Weekly Shonen Magazine author comments, courtesy of Jose_Ke. For starters, we have Jujutsu Kaisen's Gege Akutami. This might have been my only chance in life to use the assume it's in English if the text is horizontal visual cue. We got Kohei Horikoshi from My Hero Academia. It's been about 10 months since I said there was only about a year or so to go. I'm sorry. We already reported that earlier in the week. Basically, Horikoshi is going to be extending My Hero Academia past the point that he said he was going to end it, so we don't know how long that's going to be, but at the very least, we know we eating boys more My Hero Academia for the foreseeable future. Then we got Hajime Komoto, author of Martial Magic and Muscles. I'm finally having my wisdom teeth removed this week. I'm all swollen, so I'm looking forward to it. That does not sound pretty at all, to say the least. Then we got Yuki Tabata from Black Clover. Thanks to everyone who voted in the popularity poll. I hope to draw the winners in color someday. That'll be mighty, mighty fine, and we'll definitely be talking about those. We got Eiichiro Oda, creator of One Piece. I tried Miracle Fruit for the first time and ate a whole lemon. What the heck? Lemons are delicious. I guess. Alrighty then. And we got Shuhei Miyazaki, author of Me and Roboco. It's getting cold, but believing that my summer is not over, I continue to wear shorts. Yo, that's so facts. Shorts and sandals for me, I don't care. That's just how I be. I love the islands, baby. I'm an island boy. Not like those two island boy rappers. I'm I'm talking about, like, I was born in Puerto Rico. Yeah. Then let's move over to the weekly Shonen Magazine author comments. We got Blue Lock, Muneyuki Kaneshiro. Lots of things are getting started. With these renewed feelings, I'll give it my all. Negi Harava, author Ranger Reject. The TV show I wanted to watch is heading towards its conclusion, which means it's time for me to start it. I love when I do that, when a show is about to end and it's like, okay, boom, I actually liked an episode or two. Time to marathon. We got Yoshitoki Oima, To Your Eternity. The pinky I don't use when drawing color artwork has started to hurt. That's not good at all, to say the least. We got Yusuke Nomura. The anime is going to start airing soon. I hope everyone's enjoying this party. No, the anime has aired. Go check out my review I did on my main channel for Neverworld. Like, yeah, it's something else, to say the least. We got Ken Wakui, author of Tokyo Revengers. I'm working hard on volume 30. Yeah, and it's ending. Sadly, we got George Morikawa, author of Hajime no Ippo. Thanks for the opportunity, Yansan. This refers to Morikawa guesting on Reiji Yamada's YouTube program, Young Sunday Yansan, which in turn takes its name from the defunct Seinen Shogakukan magazine, Young Sunday. We got Hiromashima, author of Eden Zero, Fairy Tale 100 Years Quest, Rave Master, Legend. I got a bunch of manga artists together and we played a drawing game, which I uploaded online. It was a ton of fun. Talk about a revolutionary, dog. How many mangaka do you know gather up a bunch of mangaka and create content for YouTube? Give this man a freaking award! And yeah, people, those were the Weekly Shonen Magazine and Weekly Shonen Jump author comments. Always a treat. And let's wrap this bad boy up with the top 50 best-selling manga of the week, courtesy of Jose underscore K. We got 50 through 41. At 48, we have Zatch Bell 2, basically the sequel to Zatch Bell, volume 1. In 17 days, 80,000 with 8,600 this week. That's not bad at all, considering Zatch Bell ended how many freaking years ago, and he's back with this, and it's doing almost 100,000 in a few weeks. That's very good, actually. Then we got from 45 to 42, Spy Family, volume 6, 5, 7, 4, just caking it up. All at 2 million or almost 2 million a piece. Love to freaking see it. Then we got places 40 through 31. We got more Spy Family at 38. We got My Dress Up Darling, volume 10 limited edition, still charting at number 36 with 10,589 this week, bringing its total to 28,982. Again, that's just a limited edition, selling almost 30,000. A part of me really wants to check out to see what all the hoopla is about. A lot of people are saying, no, don't be too suspicious. There's actually some good stuff to it. I don't know, but maybe at some given point. Again, more Spy Family. I believe that was the latest volume, volume 9. Another 10,000. My God, Spy Family does so well. We got at number 34, a Gundam manga, Mobile Suit Crossbone Gundam X11, volume 2. Within 7 days, doing a total of 15,290. Not the greatest in the world, but a Gundam manga. Why not, you know? Although I prefer Gundam anime. Just saying, my lord. Then we got at number 27, Chojin X, volume 4. In 17 days, 72,000. Bringing in 12,401 this week. Y'all know how I stand on it, in case you don't. Not the biggest fan of Chojin X, but I know a lot of people keep telling me, yo, Feneb, it gets better. I read the first 15 chapters, I believe. I did my first impression. Oh God, it's been, I want to say, about a year now almost since I did my first impression. Maybe it's about time to do an updated video on it. Catch up, just saying. Let me know if you want to see that. Then at number 21, we got One Piece Volume 103. 13,855 this week, bringing its total to 1.894. One Piece sales have been going back up recently. That's good. One Piece greatness, baby. Then at number 19, Tokyo Revengers, volume 29. 14,000 this week, bringing its total to 767,000. It's gonna be sad seeing it, you know, go bye-bye. Same bye to it. At number 15, World Trigger fans, yet again, showing up from volume 25. 16,000 this week. Almost 400,000 since, what, September? A little over a month and almost 400,000. World Trigger has real fans. It's nuts because a lot of people sleep on it, but World Trigger is here. We got at number 14, a big smile on my face. I gotta catch up on this one too. The latest series from the creator of Full Metal Alchemist, Yomi no Sugai, volume 2, in 21 days, 171,000. And I'm so happy because more than likely that means this is going to get an anime. And man, I was waiting to see the day Hiromu Arakawa would return with the battle series. Like, I believe she went off and did that Silver Spoon farm manga for a long time. And I was like, dog, she wrote one of the greatest shonen anime or shonen manga of all time, what happened here. And now she's back, and from what I read, it's freaking phenomenal. Then at number 13, we got Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 20, 19,550 this week, bringing its total to 1.48. Not too shabby. At number 12, Mobile Suit Gundam MSVR Johnny Ridden no Kikan Volume 24 in 7 days, 29,471. Gundam fans showing up for the manga, not too bad. Then we got top 10. At number 7, Sousou no Free Eden Volume 9, 25,000 this week, bringing its total to 247,000. Okay. Yo, what's with all this Gundam, dog? At number 5, Mobile Suit Gundam Thunderbolt Volume 20, 31,003. Days. Jeez Louise, they had a lot of Gundam manga to let off this round, huh? Then we got number 4, Detective Conan Volume 102 in 18 days, 323,000, with 36,000 of those copies coming in this last week. Again, amazing. At number 3, Record of Ragnarok Volume 16, 13 days, 172,900, bringing in almost 50 this week, 46,000. At number 2, Kingdom Volume 66, 53,000, 17 days, 500,000, 501 for a seinen manga. Let's freaking go. And then at number 1, God. Y'all really want me to read this, or watch the anime, shall I say. My Dress Up Darling coming in at number 1 this week with Volume 10. I think this is the second time it came number 1, or I can't remember what it was last week. But 108,000 this week, bringing its total to 197,000, almost 200,000. If you add in the extra, in about 9 days in total, it's done about 230,000 copies. Oh my God. Yo, not too shabby again for a top 50, a nice variety. Yeah, that's top 50 best-selling manga. Let me know what you think. But that's all I have for this one. I'm Fineverworld, and as always, people, have an awesome day. And remember the golden rule. Anime and manga for life, boy. Have an awesome day. Peace in, and you guys just watched another episode of
Forever News.
Have an awesome day. Subscribe and hit that bell to get notified every Saturday, 12 p.m. EST. Let's go.
I have a dream, alone in my room as I sit with the tea. Couldn't possibly think what I often see, and you don't even know how I often blink. Lights be flashing and looking at me, such an odd unique, yet I'm so unique, and you're looking at me. If the walls could talk, they would probably read bleak, and I'd probably say, bitch, get the fuck off me.